Praise the Lord. As always, Lord, we thank you because the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. And thy word is powerful, is alive, and is more powerful and sharper than even any two-edged sword. It can go, divide asunder between the soulish realm and the power that's in the spirit. And it can go into our bones and our marrows and bring forth tremendous healing and great things in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for that word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let my words today be like a dew from heaven. My doctrine, let it drop this morning as dew from heaven. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to everyone that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Glory to God. Well, may the Lord open our ears this morning and let us not be rebellious to his word. Let it mix with faith in our hearts. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. So today, I want to remind us that the Lord has given us a theme for 2023, which is to emerge. We're going to emerge in all spheres. Now, the sphere of the spiritual, we've been covering the series of the emerging of the sons of God. Those of you who have been listening. And then we've also, branched a little bit into emerging even in the natural sphere, the natural realm. We've been talking about the series of the pillars of wisdom. Today I thought, and I announced this yesterday, that we're going to do prayers this morning. We'll pick up the wisdom series tomorrow. But today it's going to be prayer fire time. Remember our theme scripture throughout this room, Leviticus 6, 12 and 13. The fire must never be put out. The fire must never go out. It's got to be burning. We need to bring wood every morning. Hallelujah. And crank up that fire. Glory to God. And don't give the devil any room at all. The devil, once he can weaken someone's prayer life, then he's got them beat. So your prayer life must always be cranked up. Glory to God. That's how, we build our spiritual capacity. And so today we're going to be doing some of that. Now the Lord's promised so many things, great things. For us this year, but let it not be rhetoric. Every year people say, well, Lord's going to do this, Lord's going to do that. Well, but most of the time, at the end of the year, when they look back, maybe some of it, maybe not all, maybe even none. We're not going to give that to chance this year. How do you do that? You got to pray and contend for the things that God has already promised. We see that story in the life of Elijah. After the Lord gave him the word of a sound of abundance of rain coming, he sent Ahab to go eat and drink. But he himself, on the other hand, went up to the mountain, went up to Mount Carmel, put his head between his knees, and he began to pray fervently. So just because the Lord promised something doesn't mean we're going to sit back, relax, and just let it come. That's not going to happen, especially if the devil has something to say about it. And he always has something to say about it. But we're going to put that devil in his place. We're going to pray the promise through. Hallelujah. We see great lessons about that. Jesus himself, he knew he was going to get the elect. He knew that already. God gave him the commandment. He said, this commandment I have, received of my Father, to lay my life down and to take it again. And no one can take it from me, but I got this commandment. I'm going to do it. kill this, I mean, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it. He knew that that whole ministry was saying that, you know, so he knew it. He knew it was coming out of that grave, and he knew it was going to, you know, bring salvation to the children of God. He knew all of that, but yet he had to pray it through. He prayed like nobody ever prayed. The blood was coming out of his forehead, sweat like drops of blood. So we got to earnestly contend for the promises of God, the things that God has given us. So today we're going to, you know, hopefully give everybody a little boost. I hope that you are already well on your way to emerging this year and all the great things that the Lord has promised you. But just in case there are still some chains, you know, just in case, you know, there are still some crooked places, just in case there are still some deserts and some wildernesses, well, you know, let's bring in a little help this morning. Glory to God. It's kind of like, look, you got to call in the special forces. You know, you need a little help. You got to call in some reinforcement. Hallelujah. You got to get some backup. So let's see, you know, what the Lord has for us. I will be reading for us some promises and we're going to pray. It's not going to be too much of preaching or teaching this morning. We're just going to use the word of God, you know, to encourage ourselves. First thing I want you to know is that the victory has already been declared. Your future, the Lord has already declared it for this year, especially, you know, but we got to enforce that. Praise God. And through faith, you know, not the weak kind of faith. Jesus was never impressed with weak faith, but the powerful kind of faith, the commanding kind of faith, the relentless kind of faith, the faith that will not give up, you know, the faith that sinks their teeth into it and say, I'm not going to take no for an answer. Glory to God. The faith that will not back down. Yeah. So through that kind of faith, we are going to assure the victory for ourselves. The kind of faith that will also not stay down for the count. Glory to God. Even as Micah said, look, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. You know, if you think you cheap shot me and you knock me down, Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, I'm going to get up. Hallelujah. I will not stay down for the count. Even when I sit in darkness, it seems like the Lord is going to come through with the light. Glory to God. You know, the Lord will be a light unto me. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what we're going to do today. And no matter where we are in this journey of emerging, you can even still go higher. Today I'm going to deal in the natural realm. You know, we've been covering two realms, you know. Remember, we are in two realms at once. Hallelujah. First, don't forget, you are assembled on the earth or made in heaven. Or I should put it this way, made in heaven but assembled on the earth. That also means that you operate in both realms at the same time. Seated with Christ in heavenly places, but on here on earth, we do not war against flesh and blood. But we got a war nonetheless. We got a battle nonetheless. You know, we're always in a military zone, it seems like. And, you know, we got to understand the rules of engagement. Glory to God. So in the book of Isaiah, chapter 47, let's begin. And we're going to use this scripture to pray. And I have some other scriptures that I'm going to give us that we're going to use to pray. Declare the word of God today and stand in the victory that the Lord has already given to us. Ezekiel chapter 47, as we have covered a few times in this room, but I want to use it for prayer this morning. this vision that Ezekiel was participating in shows him first at the brink of the river. So that's the part that we want to consider in this prayer today. The progression into greater heights. Now, doesn't matter where you are, you can always go a little bit higher. You can keep going higher. You can also keep going deeper. Glory to God. That covers both the natural realm and the spiritual realm. But I want to talk about total lifting today for you in the natural realm. Glory to God. That's what we're talking about. So in this vision that Ezekiel was participating in, first he was at the brink of the river. You can stay at the brink of the river and you may not jump right in. You know, some people, that's all they will ever get to. Just stay at the brink of the river. They're looking at the river, but they're not going to take any step of faith. You can also take a step of faith and enter into the river. Glory to God. When you eventually, take that step of faith and do enter into the river, the water will just be at your ankle level. Now, you can stop there if you want. But this man, he was going to press in. So the angel, measured 1,000 cubits and brought him into the rivers. And the waters were to the ankles. Ezekiel 47 and verse 3. Then the angel measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters. You got to keep following. And the waters were to the knees. Well, you could have stopped when it was at the ankles. But now, you've gone a little deeper. You get to the knees. Measured again, it was to the loins. Measured again, it was to the shoulders, etc. So you got to keep going. Hallelujah. And those of you who are in the room yesterday, we also covered that. You cannot, although it was a different kind of room on the pillars of wisdom, but you cannot rely on what you got in the past. You got to keep getting more, and so on and so forth. So here is where we are now. This man finally got to a place where the waters have covered his head and he cannot even wade through the water anymore. But it's a water that you have to swim through. But here is the pronunciation at the end of all that experience. Then said he unto me, these waters, verse 8, issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Remember how God turned bitter waters into sweet. So whatever the experience, because you've gone this far, these waters will be healed. And it shall come to pass. Now, not only will the waters be healed, the experiences that you are going through right now in these 2023, from the beginning of the year, as you are trying to emerge, will bring healing first to you. And then what is it going to do? Everything that liveth and moveth, wheresoever these rivers shall come, shall also live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish. Even your very life will spark revival everywhere. People, because of the influence of the glory of God emanating from you this year, healing everywhere, multitude of fish everywhere. People will be even coming to the Lord because these waters shall come hither and they shall be healed. Every living thing, hallelujah, wherever the river shall come. These rivers are inside your belly, waiting to issue forth. John chapter 3:37. Out of your belly flow forth rivers of living water. So the first prayer that we are praying today, we're going to use Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2 in combination with these verses that we just read. We'll say, Lord, you know, not only have you blessed me, not only are you causing me to break forth, I'm going to be a blessing. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Abraham, you know, he said, I will bless you. Now, remember, Abraham at the time hadn't changed his name yet. Greatness comes from the Lord. The Lord is the one that chose to make Abraham great. Abraham wasn't, as you know, trying to be great. In the previous chapter, those who were trying to be great and trying to create and build a tower to heaven, God scattered them. But he then turned around and chose Abraham. And he said, look, I am going to bless you, make your name great. The Lord is the one that does that. It's not for us to try to do. And thou shalt be a blessing. So that's our first prayer this morning. You know, I want to be a blessing. And in order for you to be a blessing, the vision of that river, you know, there was no blessing issuing forth when you were on the banks of the river. Neither was there any blessing issuing forth when you were, the water was only to your ankles or to your knees or to your loins or whatever. You had to get all the way inside for that experience to come out and be a blessing. Glory to God. So when he passed through that water, when he had that entire experience on the other side, he now became a tremendous blessing because he has experienced it himself. And he are now told that this water will bring a blessing everywhere, you know, from the place where it issues forth and everywhere that the water and the rivers will get to. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Those of you that are on stage with me, as I call forth these prayer points, I'm engaging every one of us to be prayer warriors with me today. Standing on the wall. And this is your watch, this hour. So what's it going to be? Are we going to take a back seat and then let the devil just play ping pong with the promises of God that he has given to God's people? Or are we going to step up? Hallelujah. And are we going to grab? Now, the devil may have taken something. The Lord decided to do something, but you know, it seems like it's not quite there yet. Well, that's why you got to pray more. At first, it was a little cloud that the servant of Elijah saw. You know, at first, he didn't even see anything. 7 times he told him, go check it out. He didn't see anything. And finally, yeah, I see something that looks like a little cloud, you know, and so forth. A man's hand, you know, about the size of a man's hand. And Elijah said, that's it. That's it. Hallelujah. You know, so that's it right there. Now, it may start small, but then it's going to grow to something tremendous. Now, the kingdom of heaven is like seed that a man planted in the ground. And the man went to sleep, and he knew not how, but the earth brought forth fruit of itself. You know. But then when he was brought forth, he immediately put it in the sickle. But first, this process of bringing forth, first the blade. See, it doesn't get to the full corn at once. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. You can read that parable in Mark chapter 4. So the experience that we want to experience today, in order for us to be a full blessing, our first prayer is, Lord, I don't want to stand on the water, on the bank of the river, on the brink. I want to plunge in. I don't even want to stop at the ankles. not stop at the knees, loins, etc. I'm going to go all in. Are you all in this morning? Let the prayer warriors release their mics and let's begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let me be all in. And for the people that are in the room today, I pray the power of total lifting for you. Glory to God. That the Lord will bring you into the place that he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Not the ankle deep blessing. Not the knee deep blessing. Not even the loins deep blessing. Not even the shoulder deep, but a river that is over your head. Hallelujah. Taking you over. The blessings of God overtaking you, you know, completely wrapping you in his glory, that you may turn around. Father, I pray that this be my portion this year, that I will be in the right place to receive that which you are dishing out to God, and I myself may be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus.
The word of my mouth bring grace to people, God. They bring succor, bring I'm full and I'm poured out to many.
Thank you for the word. Thank you, gracious
Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Name of Jesus.
Amen, sir.
Let me give you a few more scriptures. Now listen to these next scriptures. Here are some promises of some tremendous things that the Lord will do for us. Because of the anointing. Now, in every room, or every time the children of God gather together, for instance, for worship service, for prayer fellowship, for whatever. And when we gather on this platform for whatever the lesson is, and every time like that, there is a different anointing for that day. The anointing for today is the anointing for total lifting. Hallelujah. What does that mean? Well, that means the Lord will lift you out of the miry clay. Wherever, however you got into it, at this point, that's irrelevant. We've been teaching on this wisdom series that will keep you from that ditch in the first place. But you may be in the ditch already. Then now what? Well, the anointing of total lifting is going to bring you out. Hallelujah. By faith. Now, these scriptures that we are going to throw to you this morning is like the Lord throwing you the lifeline. Hallelujah. Climb out of there. Glory to God. And when you climb out of it, well, you know, then you will be a blessing to yourself and also a blessing to others. You know, but even though we are giving you a little help and a little boost this morning, remember, the majority of the responsibility is on you, yourself. As it is written in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. He says, you know, shake yourself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. You, yourself. You don't need anybody's help. You can do it. Because you got, you know, sometimes we don't really know who we are, you know. And then we'll be covering more of that in the Sons of God series. But we're coming into that knowledge now. So today, here are some scriptures that we can use, not only in this room for ourselves, but at any time. Glory to God. To know the power that is within you to break every yoke. Now, remember those yokes that we talked about? The plans of the enemy to put the oppressing spirits, you know, to put heavy burdens, to put yokes, to put different things upon us. Well, you know, so here is a set of promises that the Lord has given to help us know that the Lord's anointing is with us to break every yoke. Hallelujah. It shall come to pass in that day, Isaiah 10 and 27, that the burden of the Assyrian, he says his burden, but you know, the Assyrian represents that Pharaoh that says, you know, to the children of God, well, these people are idle. These people are idle. That's why they want to worship the Lord. Let there be more burdens laden upon them. Well, the Lord said, in that day I will break. Hallelujah. His burden shall be taken off thy shoulder and his yoke off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And the anointing of the Lord is present today. In Luke chapter 5, he said the power of the Lord was present to heal when Jesus was in the room. Now, this is the place where we have to get to. As we're going in the series of the sonship and the emerging of the sons of God this year, the place where you're going to get to is that wherever you are, the Lord is there. You know, that's right. So we are called to represent. So he doesn't need to be there because you're already there. And because you are there, the power of the Lord must be present to heal. Glory to God. So today, because we are here, well, the power of the Lord is present to heal because of the anointing. That's number one. Number two, Isaiah chapter 14. I'm going to read a few promises. This Isaiah powerful with this kind of stuff. Isaiah 14 verse 24 to about verse 27. So let's pick it up. And then after I read through these promises, then we are going to pray. Hallelujah. Now, this is what the Lord would tell us in this particular place. Another set of promises. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Hallelujah. And who is strong enough to say to the Lord that thy purpose and your counsel shall be disannulled? It's not going to happen. Especially when we get in under the cloud of anointing, such as this, in prayer. That I will break the Assyrian. Glory to God. In my land and upon my mountains, I'll tread him underfoot. And then shall his yoke depart off of you, and his burden shall depart off of your shoulders. Now, this is the purpose that is proposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all nations. Glory to God. For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who shall disannul it? His hand is stretched out for your deliverance and for your total lifting, and who shall turn it back? Powerful stuff. Glory to God. Well, let's look at a few more things that the Lord said here for his people. Isaiah 44, verses 24 to 26. Now, the enemy always tries to come up against us with all kinds of tokens. Tokens of fear, tokens of discouragement, tokens of, you know, the voice of reason, tokens of unbelief, tokens of doubt, and all these things, you know. But here's what the Lord said. Thus saith the Lord. Isaiah 44 and 24. And he, even thy Redeemer. And the Lord, sometimes he will introduce himself with some of these attributes, especially because of what he's about to declare. Well, I am the Lord your Redeemer. Glory to God that formed you from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, and I stretch forth the heavens alone. I didn't need any help then, and I don't need any help now. Glory to God. I spread out the earth by myself. And here is a tremendous assurance that frustrated the tokens of the liars. Ooh, ooh. Make a diviner's man. Turn it wise men backward. Make their knowledge foolish. But I don't stop there. I confirm the word of my servant. That confirmeth the word of his servant as it is even this day in this room. Hallelujah. Now, if I be a servant of God, now let the word of God which he had declared and which is declaring by me today be verified in your lives. And performing the counsel of his messengers. Glory to God. And I say it to Jerusalem and to you, you know, you no longer be desolate. You shall be built up even in this year, raised up, lifted up as the Lord brings you total lifting. Hallelujah. This year. Now let's read some more powerful promises. The previous chapter, Isaiah 43 and verse 19. Now, this is the year that we must demand, we must expect, and we must flourish in new things from the Lord. Do something new, Lord, in my life. Glory to God. Show me something that I didn't know before. Hallelujah. The Lord said that to Jeremiah. I will show you, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Take me to the places that I've never been. Hallelujah. Let me hear your voice in ways that I never heard before. Show me even greater miracles that I've never seen before. The Lord said, Jesus said to them, you marvel at this. What are you going to do when the Father shows me even greater works than this? Hallelujah. The Lord, show me greater works than these, even this year. Behold, I will do a new thing. Isaiah 43 and 19. Now it shall spring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. Whew. And rivers in the desert. Now there's places that are dry in your life. Not this year anymore. God's going to bring forth rivers. Now usually there's no way in the wilderness. I mean, you can't know where you're going. I mean, you just be wandering around and so forth. Like the children of Israel wandered around, but I said, no, this time around, I'm going to make a way for you. You'll know exactly where you're going, and you're going to know how to get there as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's take a look at some other promises here in Isaiah 40, verses 4 to 5. Glory to God. Whether something looks like they are crooked now, God will make them straight. Whether mountains that are, you know, in front of you that, you know, seem insurmountable, God will bring them down. You know, valleys, God will, you know, fill them up. Every valley shall be exalted. Isaiah 40 and 4. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight. And the rough places made plain. Wow. Isn't that powerful? And the glory of the Lord. And this is the thing, folks. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed in you, through you, around you, and by you. Hallelujah. And all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And listen to Isaiah 45, verses 2 and 3. I mean, if this isn't powerful stuff, then I don't know what is. Listen to this. I will go before thee this year and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Hallelujah. The psalmist sang of this in Psalm 107 and say, oh, that men would praise the Lord, because the Lord has broken the gates of brass and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. Well, if you haven't experienced that yet, you will. I will give thee. Now, this one is loaded, and someday I will unpack it by the grace of God. I will give thee the treasures of darkness. Well, we are unpacking some of them in the wisdom series. And hidden riches of secret places that thou mayest know. The reason that he does these things is so that you may know that I, the Lord, which call thee by your name, I am the Lord God of Israel. Well, he's not just the God of Israel. You know, Israel does not have exclusivity on the Lord. He is my God. Hallelujah. Every time I see God of Israel, I like to say, well, he's my God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, he is the God of Israel. We know that. But he is my God also. Hallelujah. And I will prepare him a habitation. Now, listen to this. In the book of Psalms 40, verses 1-4. I've already alluded to this today. How that the Lord, he can pull you out. You know, doesn't matter how you get there. He'll pull you out of it by power of faith and relying completely upon him. Listen to this. Isaiah 40, you know, and verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. I don't know what pit you are in right now. And sometimes when we are struggling in the pit without any wisdom, it's like being in quicksand. The more you struggle and you don't have any wisdom of exactly how to get out of there, you get even worse. You know, but the Lord said, look, miry clay, quicksand, anything like that, you know, I'll bring you out of it. Now set your feet on solid rock. You're going to establish your goings. And I'm going to put a new song in your mouth. Even song of praise unto the Lord. Many this year will see it. They'll fear and they'll trust in the Lord. Those are that, those rivers issuing out that cause others to come and be healed because of the blessing that's issuing out of you. But first you are blessed, and then you are commanded to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, let's read what the Lord will do to people that say, well, I feel abandoned. I feel lonely. God has a promise for you as well. You'll never be lonely. Not this year. Glory to God. He's got something cooking. Psalm 68. You know, we're going to read verses 3-6 and then verse 16. Then I'm going to jump after that to another psalm. So let me pick this up first in Psalm 68. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read verse 3. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them be exceedingly rejoicing all the time. Sing unto the Lord. Sing praises unto his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. He's a father of the fatherless. He's a judge of the widows. You're a widow. God, your case, your file has come to the top this year. Glory to God. He's the God in a holy habitations. The Lord setteth the solitary in families. He's not going to let you be alone. You won't be alone for much longer. Solitary. Hallelujah. Bring out even those that are bound with chains. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to this also in verse 13. He said, though you have lain among the pots, I mean, you've been in doldrums, you've been in places that are not, you know, too savory, He said, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, our feathers with yellow gold. That's the butterfly coming out of that cocoon, you know, which I've talked about time and time again. You know, it seems as if, you know, that cocoon is an ugly stuff. You know, you need to see that thing when it's trying to hatch, when that butterfly is trying to emerge. That's the ugliest extraction that you've ever seen. But that thing is going to emerge. And when it emerges, it's going to be a thing of absolute beauty. Got all kinds of rainbow colors. And that thing can float. It can fly. And it's, you've never seen anything quite beautiful like that. But the thing that it came out of, repulsive, ugly, you know, and everything. And you don't even want to see it. It's ugly thing, stuff. And that painful process, that extraction, that emerging, will be very painful sometimes. But it's coming out of that. Glory to God. When it comes out of that, it is going to be beautiful. You know, so that's what it's covering in this verse here. You know, that when you come out of all that, laying in the pots and all the struggle and, extraction of all of that, it'll be like, you know, a dove or even a butterfly covered with, you know, all kinds of shining colors and beautiful things that the Lord will do. Psalms 113 and verses 7 to 9. Hallelujah. And this, we're using this promise. I'll put all these promises out here today and then we're going to pray. Just have a few more. From the rising of the sun. I'm going to start from verse 3. Unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Now, let me drop down to verse 7. He raised up the poor out of the dust. Hallelujah. And the dust. You can shake yourself from the dust this year. He lifted up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes. Hallelujah. Even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house this year and to be a joyful mother of children. Hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's see how Job puts it. Well, in the book of Job, chapter 8, verse 7, I love this verse. And I have used it, verses 7 through 9, multiple times, even in things that you wouldn't believe. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Hallelujah. Now, it's starting out with a small cloud as the cloud of a man's hand, I mean, the size of a man's hand. But I tell you what. Small beginnings, greater endings. That's your punchline for you today. You may start out small. First the blade, and the ear, and the full cone. But it's not going to stop at the blade. Because the earth is already blessed to be a blessing. God spoke to the earth. Bring forth seed after your kind. Glory to God. And that's it. So, it's going to happen. That word will sustain itself every time. Your beginning may be small, yet your latter end shall greatly increase. Hallelujah. And then let's look at chapter 14 of this same Job. And let's see what he has to say in verses 7 through 9. That's the one I meant for 7 through 9. Here we go. He said, there is hope of a tree, even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Now, what is it that's cut down in your life? There is hope that it will sprout again. The tender branches will not cease. They're coming out again. Though the root wax old in the earth and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, glory to God, it'll bud again. Hallelujah. And I've literally done this to a dead tree in my yard. gone there, sprinkled some water on it, and said, this is your scent of water. Glory to God. And the thing came back alive. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is quick. And if you put it in your mouth, say it like God said it. Do not doubt it in your heart. But believe that those things you say shall come to pass. Just walk away. It will happen. Just like you said. So whatever things are cut down in your life. This room is your scent of water today. Maybe a little beginning, but it's coming back to greater endings. Hallelujah. For God knows how to command the light to shine out of darkness. God even knows how to call things that are not as though they are. Romans 4 and 17. Am I going to call some things today as though they are already, even though they are not? Now, here is the final secret I'm going to give you just before we pray. Job chapter 22. A lot of secrets in this Job book. Job chapter 22. If you can practice the things that it says in these 10 verses or so, be amazing. Job chapter 22, let's read from verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord. Now, that's so key. You cannot do without his presence. Acquaint yourself with him. Get close to him. Figure out what he's saying. Hallelujah. Wait upon him. Hear his voice. Hallelujah. Say, be at peace. Thereby good will come unto you. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his words in thy heart. My sheep hear my voice. They follow me. And the strangers, a stranger they will not follow. For they know not the voice of strangers. Hallelujah. Follow him. Lay up his words in your heart this year. If thou return to the Almighty with all your heart this year, then thou shalt be built up. This is the lifting up. You will be built up. And at the same time, put iniquities far away from your tabernacles. You've got to live holy lives this year. When you do all of that, here's what's going to happen. You will be breaking forth on every side with gold as dust. He said, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. The Almighty shall be your defense. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. Whew. For then shalt thou have thy delight. It goes all with delighting yourself in the Lord. And he giving you the desires of your heart. You will delight yourself in the Almighty. You lift up your face every morning, every day, throughout the day unto him. You make your prayer unto him, even in the womb of the morning, such as this. Command the dew of youth. Hallelujah. That you pay your vows. When you bow a thing, don't be foolish. Bible says, Proverbs, that God has no pleasure of fools. A fool is somebody that says something. Lord, if you do this, I will do that. Then they don't do it. Better should you not even vow than to vow and not keep it, because the angels are listening. You know, so be careful now. You know, when you make your prayer unto him, he shall hear you. And then make sure you pay your vows. Otherwise, don't vow anything. But if you vow, if you say, if you give me this child, I will lend him unto the Lord. Then when he gives you that child, then bring him unto the Lord. That's what Hannah did. Hallelujah. So, the man became a great man, a great prophet in Samuel. Thou shalt also decree a thing. Well, you got to do all these things first that we just read. Before you get to the point of decreeing. When you are delighting yourself in the Lord, when you are laying up his words in your heart, When you put away sin and iniquity from your tabernacles and all these things, and when you're making, you know, him your joy, your chief joy, hallelujah, then you can decree anything and it shall be established unto you. And the light shall shine upon your ways. And not only that, it doesn't stop there. You know, this God always causes us, you blesses us first, and then we be a blessing to others. Here's the same principle being said here. You know, then when men are cast down, you're going to say to them, here is your own lifting up as well. Now, this is the anointing for total lifting today for you and for others that will be in your sphere of influence. God will lift you up today and you will lift others up as well. When they are cast down, you say, don't worry about it. There's a lifting up. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. Acts 10 and 38. Who went about doing good? So we need to do some good. Wherever we go, lift up those that are cast down. Let there be a lifting up. But first, you yourself must not be down. If you're down, you can't help anybody. You know, so first of all, we are ministering to ourselves this morning. And then you step out of this place and be a blessing to others. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this morning. Now we're going to go into prayers. You've heard the promises. We're going to use this now, all these promises now, to believe God. Now, if you are engaging in the spirit, as I often tell people to, then God has shown you already many areas that you need to pray for today. But this is not just, you know, somebody said the other day, she said, drive by prayer. I think it was Sister Lola that said that. it cracked me up when she said that one. This is not a drive by prayer, folks. You know, you gotta get in there and grind it out with the Lord. You know, the Lord and the devil, whoever, you grind it out. Some prayers, it's grinding with the Lord. Some it's fighting the devil, whichever way it is, you grind it out. Jacob, Genesis 32, you're not going anywhere until you bless me. Nobody's leaving this place today. You're going to bless me. Otherwise, nobody's going anywhere. That's the kind of prayer, not a dragged out by prayer that you just drop a word and move on. Just say, Lord, bless me and move on. I don't want anybody to pray that God should bless you in this room today. That's not a prayer, because he has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Be specific what you want him to do. And just say, bless me. If you are a son and you come to your father and say, Father, give me something. Well, then he could give you a stone, whereas what you had in mind was bread. But you said something, so he can give you a stone. And if you said something and you had egg in mind, he could give you a scorpion. But you also said something and you had fish in mind, he could give you a snake, because you said something. But if you said, give me bread, there's no way he's going to give you a stone. If you said, give me an egg, there's no way he's going to give you a scorpion. And if you said, give me fish, he's not going to put a snake into your hands. So let's be specific this morning. Go after those things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's begin to pray. Feel free to open your mics here this morning. You heard the word of promise. The word of promise is here to encourage you to latch on to the word of promise and don't turn it loose. Don't turn loose. Glory to God. Don't say, well, maybe if God does it, okay, if he does it, okay, or doesn't do it. No. Hallelujah. What thing soever you desire, as long as it's in the realm of God's will. When you pray, believe. So it's at the point of prayer that you believe. Faith is now. Hallelujah. Pray with me.